Blog Talk Radio.
Physical Edge with a special guest today, Michelle Caparelli. I'm so stoked to have, I call her Mishy, of course, but we don't want to say that on the air.
You just did.
We have got a great program for you today. We'll be taking your one question reading call today. We've got plenty of folks who are very kind to be holding on. So let's bring in our guest, Michelle Caparelli. How are you?
I'm good, Ma. How are you? I'm not supposed to call you Ma. I forgot.
That's okay. I call you Mishy.
She's Reverend B, but we have a special relationship.
Yeah, we do. Yeah, and it goes back a long
time.
We've
known each other a long time. We've done radio a long time.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm old.
Yeah, I know, me too. But you're still younger, darling. Yeah.
No, not by much. But it's so good to be on. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my word, you're so happy. I'm so happy to have you, you know, here. And we have got lots of folks that are aching to talk with you. And before we do that, though, and we're going to get to our phone lines in a moment in case anyone's listening that would like to call in and get in the queue, the number is 347-237-5339, and we will get to all of our callers today. Michelle, the first thing I got to ask you is, what's been going on? How are things with you? Tell us about what Michelle Caparelli is doing.
Things are really good. I'm starting to branch out and do salon-style readings locally in North Carolina, too. I'm starting to do all this really cool stuff to get out to kind of hang out with people because it's nice to meet people in public instead of just meeting them over a radio station or over a phone line. I still do the phone readings. I still do the chat readings. I still do all that. But it's really fun to actually get out and meet people. And I always wanted to do that, and I did for a while, if you remember. But the thing is, I'm just having a ball. I got really, really sick. I got myself really, really well. So I'm keeping up with that. And now it's just like, it's the kids are great. Everything just, it's just one thing after the other. And it's
everything
it's so
is
much fun.
Just pushing you along your purpose. That's great.
Yes. And you know what's really weird? The other day I was thinking about this. When I was in New York doing readings like back in 2003 or 2004, I had a numerologist who was awesome. And she told me that when I hit my mid-40s that I would do this. You know, that I would start going out branching and I wouldn't feel so, you know, nervous or worried or any of that stuff. It's not that I'm nervous. It's just until you start getting going, like you've done this before and you do it all the time, you kind of get a little bit trepidatious. Now it's different.
Yes.
So it's actually really nice.
Yeah.
I think that's really nice.
Awesome. There's a special link when you can look in someone's eyes or look into their chakras. I like to try going through the solar plexus to do a soul level reading, and that's really worked out for me, something I learned up at Delphi University. So it's pretty awesome when you follow your path and be open to other modes, other ways. Very cool.
It's very cool. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. been a low point for the past 3 years. You know, have been a lot of crazy things happening here.
Yeah.
Lost my husband, lost my sister, lost my mother-in-law all in a row. And that kind of sets you back a little bit. Yeah, that sets you back a little bit. But
yeah,
it's everything is, yeah, everything is great. I mean, you know this more than many, that it's nice when a loved one passes and you're still able to feel that connection.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
That's what we do. That's what we do. We help others to make that connection. So, of course, we have to be able to make that connection with our own loved ones as well.
It's just sometimes I think that what people do, and I've had people ask me this, I can't count how many times they start to second-guess how they feel. They'll call or they'll ask and they'll say, do you think the light bulb's going off because my mom just left, or is it too soon to get in touch with someone? I don't know how you feel about this, but I don't ever think it's too soon. And I do think that people, when we cross, our spirit crosses and our body stays here, and then there are ways. My grandmother was notorious for blowing out the lights in my house, like within days after she left, and she did not want to leave. She was, you know, she was a very cranky, very stubborn woman. But, you know, I mean, every once in a while, one of the very few. I loved her, but she just had this quirkiness about her where she'd just say whatever was on her mind. So her blowing out all my light bulbs, I would have to keep going to the dollar store, wherever. I mean, after a while, it just got too expensive to buy light bulbs. So we just decided to live by candlelight. No, I'm just kidding.
I know.
But it is hard
God
when you're trying to understand if this is yourself, if this is what you're really hearing, because a lot of people aren't sure. So I'm going to tell you that, and I'm sure you would agree, that you do get messages, you do get signs. It's you have to kind of believe it when you get it.
You know, it's really interesting you say that about the electric, because after my husband passed away, the monitor blew on the computer, the modem blew on the computer, the lights flicked on and off, the heater and air conditioner blew, and happened. Yeah, doesn't it? Well, he was so into math. He was taking all those great courses from math and algebra, and it all had to do, you know, has to do with electricity. And there he was, and I said, thank you. And when somebody would come over that he really liked, he'd flip the lights, or the lights would flicker. It has to make you think of him, is all. Here I am.
You're going to think of him anyway, but he, one time when you were visiting, and I'll never forget this, we had gone out for sushi, I think. You were visiting.
Yes, we did.
And he was so funny on the cell phone. It was like he was just so happy to be in his own little world. And he was just, he was very, I never got to meet him in person, but he was very charismatic. And he was just, well, to me he was. I don't think he liked to talk to many people. I think it just depended on who he wanted to talk to.
It did, and that's the thing. When my friend Heather came in and he really loved her, that's when the lights would flicker. And she'd say, oh, hi, Bill, and she'd keep walking.
I have a friend who just lost her husband, and I'm not kidding because I've actually seen this. Every morning when she wakes up, she still sleeps, and he just passed away in December. She still sleeps on her side of the bed. She wakes up, and the imprint of his head is in that pillow every morning. And this is someone who's like knows how to really make a bed. And she makes the bed, and she fluffs the pillow, and it's still there. And then you will smell like the cigarette smoke in her house. And it's really cool. And I think she got a little bit taken back by that. But when I was able to go talk to her, she seems to be calmer.
That's good. So, I'm glad. Because that is truly a gift that you have. And that's why we have so many callers on hold waiting to speak with you.
I've got a dog. I don't know if you want to explain this or if you want me to. I don't know if there's a chat room, because I haven't done this with you in so long. And
thank
you so
much
again for having me.
Oh, absolutely.
But I've got a white dog that is driving me nuts. Since last night, when I was like, okay, time to go to bed. I know I'm going to be on tomorrow. get your stuff done in the morning, Michelle. And this, there's a medium-sized white dog. I cannot tell if it is a lab, a shepherd, or just, you know, a mixed breed that has passed. It does feel, I see that chat. I'm going to have to go in there.
Yes.
It does feel like this animal passed from either something that inhibited its whole, it took over its whole body, like maybe cancer. You know,
yeah.
So for me, it's like this dog won't leave me alone, and I hope we get to whoever that is. If we don't, that's why I'm thinking maybe somebody could post it in the chat room.
That would be great. And some of our chatters that are in there are under the name Gift. That means that they can't communicate. They can listen, but they can't communicate. So if you're listening and you are in under a guest, all you need to do is just open up a free account, and that will put you right into the chat room.
Yeah, I'm going to wind up going in as guest because I can't even find how to get in here.
That's okay.
I'm looking at it like, you know. Wow.
Are you guest 333? That's a great number. That's the angel blessing.
That's, you know, numerology. That's a bunch of stuff. I might be, but I don't even know where to type. I need to become unrusty. Where do I type in this thing? This is funny. This is really funny.
Oh,
I'm
going to
start putting my devilish pictures.
Yeah, it's down the bottom of the page somewhere.
Well, you'd think I'd know this, but not Michelle.
Yeah. If you're on the if you're in the chat room, if you just scroll down to the bottom, there's a box on the left-hand side and it says send and stuff.
Oh, of course I won't see that. I'll try.
Okay.
I'll try.
No problem. Yeah.
I'm ready
when you are. I think it's time to get Sierra on the phone. Hold on 1 minute. I think we got her. There. Hello, Sierra. You're first
Hello.
In line, dear. Hi, you've got me and Michelle Caparelli on the phone.
Okay. Well, I was seeing that you're able to kind of connect with those who have crossed over.
Yes.
So,
and it's nice to meet you. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
And so I was wondering, I have two cousins who passed away this month. I was wondering if you're able to pick up on them or one
okay.
of them.
I'll do my best. I get a mail that comes through first. So what I'd like you to do is just yes or no, so
okay.
that you don't give me information that I don't need. It validates. There's more validity in a reading when somebody tells you first rather than you tell them. Does that make sense?
Right.
Okay, so I get a male, yes?
Yes.
Okay, I get him being younger, not because he's your cousin, but I get his death being almost as if it shouldn't have been in vain, so don't make it in vain. Meaning,
yeah.
like, it was very quick, it was very, I want to use the word violent, so I don't know
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense to you. Does that make
yes.
sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, they did not finish off or arrest or put aside people who should have been pay restitution for this is a good way to put it.
Right.
So does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, he's at peace. It's just wrong place, wrong time. And also because of the simple fact that he does not listen to, unfortunately, what family had been telling him. Unfortunately, he's been going in the wrong direction or had been for a very long time. And that really caused a lot of problems. So he wanted to get his life straight, and for some reason he couldn't. And
right.
I this does not help you when I say this to you, but the way I get him is very simple. There is a time and a place for everything. Reverend B would probably know more to explain that than I would. I don't like the fact that people pass so young. I'm just as confused about that as everybody else is. But it's like he's not going to learn until he does this, which means he did it.
Right.
You need to go back to school. You need to stop with the job. You need to get some sort of help, you know, financial help, even if it's through the government, which is not my strongest point. I don't want to talk politics. But the thing
right.
is, you need to go back to school, and that's his message for you. Please don't do what I did.
And I'm starting back next month.
Good.
Yay!
Because that's really good. And you're doing medical, correct?
Yeah, I'm going for nursing.
Good. Well, that's his message. Get out, get off the chair, and go do it.
Yeah.
I don't know how else
to say
that.
I've been going to school, though. It's just I was out for the summer.
it's just something he really wants you to do. So I would look at it and
well,
say,
he has
okay,
a better line of vision now.
Right.
He has a better line of vision.
I would do it.
Well, great. Thank you for calling in, Sierra. What I'll do is I'll keep you on hold so you can listen to the rest of the program, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks.
I'm still trying.
All right. Michelle, you were right on it. Woo.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. I still want to find the person who's got the dog, and I'm trying to do in this chat room thing, and it's hysterical because I'm putting smiley faces and nothing's happening.
Nothing's
I mean,
happening.
I just have to be computer literate. I'm thinking of Max. Going, where are you, Max? Why can't you help me, Max?
Aww,
oh, boy.
That is so sweet. We've got Lori on the line. Lori, you're live and on the air with Michelle and Bea.
Hi.
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you. Well, I'm wondering about my friend Dave. He has prostate cancer, like stage 4, you know. And then I offered to go down there to help him out, and then he was saying something about, you know, that he would get help me get a trailer to stay in while I was down there. And, you know, and then I was excited about that and, you know, and thinking about how I would, you know, do everything. And it doesn't seem like he's going to do any of that stuff. Like, it's just a bunch of smoke. And
well, let me put it to you this way. It's
yeah.
not that he's doing it to have a bunch of smoke. He doesn't know what to do to receive the proper treatment, which I can't tell him what to do, and I can't suggest what he should do.
Mm-hmm.
That's between him and a doctor that is a specialist, what I would probably consider an oncologist.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the first thing, logically. You're going to have to step out on your own 2 feet. Even though it's very hard, it's not impossible. It's just right now, all he's thinking, and I don't know if you can validate this, is he's very sad, and he's feeling really bad. So all he can think of is honestly himself. Which is not, I'm not going to judge, I mean, the man has cancer, so
no
what
judgment.
Can I say about
yeah.
that?
Right.
No judgment at all, well, even if he didn't have cancer. So it's really about step aside, do what you need to do for you, and what you can do for him is say a prayer and we'll send him lots of positive energy. Prostate cancer is usually very treatable. Interestingly
well,
enough, my father was just diagnosed with it, but the thing is, it's something that you have to step out on yourself. Step this, take away from him, meaning separate yourself from him, not as a friend, but as your stand on your own 2 feet is what you need to do with this.
So don't even consider the moving down there, just I have to do.
Right. He's really got to help himself, and you need to be, well, not you need to be, it's suggested from your guides to be as good as you can with him and do the best that you can for him, but he's just stuck in a funk, and that's understandable considering the situation.
Yeah.
Well, it didn't seem like
yeah.
he was even considering the fact, I mean, like, he just seems to have all these unrealistic plans and, like, he's, you know, doesn't he, it's like he's trying to deny he's even sick or anything.
Well,
and then he said, he's,
in a way, that might be a good thing.
Yeah.
I mean, and what I'm getting is for you to visualize him and lift him to the highest light for healing. And you can do that on your own. You don't need to even tell him, because if he's willing to accept the light as a healing source, he will just naturally take it. So when you take him into meditation, lift him to the highest light for healing,
mm-hmm.
and ask at the highest level, you know, the highest level guides, interact with him, and that is that's quiet love, you know, that's peaceful love. That's what I'm getting for you, Lori.
Okay.
I hope that helps.
Yeah.
And we'll do it too. I will.
And we'll do it, too. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I was just kind of, like, hoping to, you know, make a change and make a move and, you know, but...
I'm getting, too, that that's completely up to you if you really need to, but he will do just as well with you where you are and working with him from a distance. Thoughts have wings. So when you think of him, you're there, okay? The mind is a wonderful thing. We only use 10% of the brain. It's that the rest of the percent that you'll be tapping into, the 90%, to connect with him on the highest level.
Very true, and I don't know if you read, there is a good book that just came out, which is probably going to be like a spinoff. Yes, Max, if you're listening. It's called E Squared by Pam Grout.
The what?
It's a very good book. It's called E Squared with an E on it and a 2. It almost looks like it's on fire on the cover, and it's by Pam Grout, G-R-O-U-T, and it talks about energy experiments that prove your thoughts create your reality, which is pretty much if I say to you, you know what? I'm just never going to be able to go out there and do this. This is ridiculous. I'm going to suck when I get on the radio. Sorry for the suck word. But I won't, because I've been telling myself, well, Michelle, you've done radio. You know B. These are people that you love and that love you. You're going to do great. And then the dog comes in. But if I tell myself, oh, this is rotten, or if he keeps telling himself, or you tell yourself, I can't, you won't. So you're creating your own reality, and I do believe that, no matter how bad things may get. That's just a tidbit, because I'm like, I just believe in making our own reality as best as we can, even in very taxing situations.
Yeah. I agree with that, too. You know that. Yeah.
Yes, I do.
I hope that helps you, Lori.
Yes.
Good.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in, and I will keep you on hold, too, if you'd like to listen to the rest of the program.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool beans. You're welcome, dear. Thanks for calling in.
I can't get in the chat. I've got it up. There has to be something wrong with me. We all know that.
I don't know, but I got
you. You know,
I
used to have a Blog Talk account. I need to do this again. I want to do radio.
Yeah, I do. I know. I want you back. Come on back.
Okay. Is this an offer? Are you, like, proposing to me online or what?
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
I'm putting you on the spot on air.
I want you to propose to me online.
Okay. I can do that. I can do it on Facebook.
No, I want you to propose to me right here in front of the world and then on Facebook. Because I am in love with you and I would gladly do it.
Oh, Michelle, you know I absolutely adore you. You're one of the few people I know that likes sushi.
You're family to me. You guys are family to
me.
You always were.
Yeah, absolutely. You too. It's been a long time, girl, and it's still
strong.
Remember
that time you guys went and did that that paranormal thing, and everybody kept getting welts on their hands, and Max was doing our background, and Peg was with us, and we had all these people, and I think you and Thomas went up north in Florida. Right.
Yeah,
and
with
Tina
Marie.
And I'm like sitting on the other end of the phone going, oh, my Lord. I
was
ready to get in the car and head up there. That was so bad, but it was so interesting.
Yeah, that was pretty scary,
creepy,
to be honest.
And every time I pass Perry, scary. I always think of you. Yeah, that wasn't fun, but it was an interesting show.
It was an interesting show, yeah, for sure.
Yes.
It was an exciting time to connect. I actually saw photographed the energy leaving the house.
I remember
out the back
that.
Of the house. Yeah, it was really wild. But blood spots on the walls that just appeared. I mean, it's just it was craziness.
Creepy, but that's fun.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, I want to know why you're doing this.
I know. What do you? Why are you?
You know why?
You know,
would
why
it,
don't
why
you
would
leave?
Do
yeah,
that?
Yeah. Craziness.
You know,
hey, we've got
Hannah
on the line. We've got Hannah with us. Hannah, you're live and on the air.
Hi there. Hello. Thank you for.
Good morning.
Morning.
How can we help you?
I have a question about my work, because I've been in a while in where I am now, and I'm ready to move on. But the problem is I don't really know where and what I should do. That's a start. I thought I'd phone in for any advice.
Do you want to take this, or do you want me to take it? Or
go right ahead. No, if I have anything to add, I'll definitely add it. You know me.
Hi, Hannah. Nice to meet you.
Hi.
You didn't happen to have a white dog that passed away, did you?
Well, the thing is, it depends on how white, because I had a really small one, and I didn't hear it. The name was actually, in my language, Ghost.
Oh.
But she was very, very small, so I don't think it's the same dog, but she passed away.
It might not be, but was she riddled with cancer?
No, I don't think so.
That's
and I say
not
that,
you.
It's a bit complicated,
nope,
yeah.
Not her.
Her mother was. But the mother was completely black. So.
Well, that just shows we can all get along. It doesn't matter if you're black or white.
There you go.
My thing is, I just got to find this person. If not, I guess they'll find me. What do you do for your job?
I teach. It's almost where I am. It's kind of in between a university and a college. And I teach like marketing classes and management. Things like that.
Okay, so you're looking to change the job because I keep hearing you would advance. Like, I want you to advance. You know what I'm saying? Like, to take a step up is what I'm getting.
But there's no way up. That's the problem. There's no promotion or no more money. It's not like a commercial company where you can advance. You're just stuck at the same level.
Okay, but if you choose a different area, you know what I'm saying, like a different school, a different college, a different teaching arena, wouldn't that be able to give you what you want? Because that's some way, somehow, you would have to go to a different place. If you cannot do it via this place, you'd have to move. But you're going to be moving west, and I have no idea where you are. If you're west and you're heading out to the ocean, don't go in the ocean. But if you're west,
unless you can swim,
it'd be west. Well, yeah, she could swim, but I could not swim and teach at the same time. I'd be worried about, you know, the waves. But the thing about it is, like, if you can, go west. I'm not saying go 20 miles west. I'm saying that what I'm hearing intuitively is for you to go west with a new position, a new school.
Well, the funny thing is, me and my partner actually discussed moving in together, but also actually physically moving from where we are now. And it would probably be, it cannot be north and it cannot be east. So it's got to be south, southwest, west, something like that, which is
okay. Well, that just shows you that spirit is
that's
trying
a validation.
To tell you, right,
yeah.
Go west.
Yeah.
Because you will not, you're telling me there's no more room in your position. I absolutely, of course, have no reason to doubt you, nor would I. Go west, you know. Sometimes you have to make a move in order to not only physically move, but also emotionally move. Because where you are at now, no disrespect, no judgment, and I mean that sincerely, because I'll just tell you like it is. They're not going to let anybody, including you, go any further than what they are because of ego. Too much chit-chat. So if you and your partner are thinking and we're considering going west, unless you have other things that are holding you back, like selling a property or getting finances together, please let me know what's holding you back. Get off your bottom and start planning.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for me was I didn't really know what I wanted to do next. I think I don't want to teach anymore, but then what else? And
I don't know what Reverend B feels, but I feel that you will teach. It just might be a different...
I'm getting a big hit on creativity, and that could actually, you have a creative streak and you've underutilized it, and it may be a teaching job as far as your creativity is concerned, teaching others. The thing that drives your passion, and I feel that that's a definite change that you can accept. It's there. It's just ready for you to be open to it.
Okay.
So basically what we're trying to tell you is go do it.
Yeah, but I still don't know what it is. I really have to sit down and think.
Don't think. Both of us got a hit on that. Don't think. Just let it happen. Things will take a natural course for you.
Yeah,
I'm
not done anything creative for such a long time.
Now it's fun.
Operative statement is for such a long time. If you think, you will mind think this to death, to the point where then you will sit and not go.
Right.
Yeah, I've told this, I'm thinking too much.
Yeah, keep in touch with us, Anna. Keep in touch with us if you can to let us know how things are going and which way you're heading, because we're here to support you every inch of the way.
Absolutely. And don't worry, it'll happen.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great. Thank you for calling in. If you like, I'll keep you on hold, okay?
Yeah, thank you very much.
Sure. All righty. Our next caller is Deanna. Deanna, my dear friend, you're on the line with
Michelle.
I'm just going to
say, why does this sound familiar?
Hello, how are you? Can you hear me?
I hear you.
Or am I muted?
Yes.
Okay, good. I didn't hear the
word.
Have
I read for Diana before, Deanna?
I don't remember, Michelle, to put out
over
there,
the years.
That would be great.
Yeah, over the years you may have, because Deanna has been a friend of GGM Radio for a long time.
And definitely a caller. Michelle, I don't know if the dog that you're talking about, if it was smaller. I had a Jack Russell. She was rather large, very, very white with a black spot in her hind legs and a brown face, but very, very white. To the point when I rescued her, I started calling her Whitey in Spanish. And
how do you say Whitey in Spanish?
Blanquita.
Okay, I'll never know how to do that. You'll have to teach me.
Blanca would be the normal. Diminutive is Ita or Ito. So I call her Blanquita, but after that I call her Manchita, which means like a spot.
Okay.
But she died of cancer. Towards the end, she could not stand up. She would fall sideways because the back leg was so much larger.
I've got my dog because I got chills. I've got my dog because I've got chills.
There you go.
I got chills going up the back of my arms. I got chills going up my thighs. I got chills going in the back of my neck, which is my cue to say, I got you. This dog has been driving me nuts. Since by the maybe 1 a.m., the kids were here last night. My children are just magnificent. I think you could see the pictures of them, B.
Yeah.
I told the kids, and they're like, are you starting now, Ma? And I'm like, yeah. And so, you know, they all left. My daughter slept over, and then she got up really early. She was gone by 7 with her dog. And I'm just walking around the house going, I got to find where this dog is coming from. This is your dog that's coming through that wants to, and this sounds very mundane and very monotone, like this sounds like a simple answer, but this animal suffered so much, but this animal did not want to be euthanized. And
no,
I don't know if that's something that you believed in. Like,
no,
I don't want to
euthanize. She died in my arms. I know,
right.
I don't believe in that. And unfortunately for them, I prefer that they die with me, and that's how it's been several times.
And that's okay. Sometimes that we're lucky. Sometimes we're lucky enough. They're lucky enough to pass without us having to intervene. That's a very hot topic because we've all had to do that. But this animal is so great. There's a 6 with this animal. So how old was the animal? It's a he, right?
No, it was a she. And
a she.
The dog was in their 9th or 10th year.
Okay,
she
how
was very
old
much
was
like a puppy.
She when you rescued her?
Maybe about 3 or 2.
Did you rescue her in the 6th month or the 6th of a date?
That I don't remember.
Okay,
know I was
and that's fine.
Health, and it took me like 4 days to get her. I kept feeding her before, and she was so special. When I first got her, I wanted to give her away because I already had a dog and not allowed to have dogs where I live. But I took her to the chiropractor's office, and she trembled all the hour-long, you know, drive over there and coming back. And then she was so happy. She was really attached to me, even though, you know, it was a new attachment.
Well, apparently she still is, because this dog has been driving me nuts since last night, thank you. And I'm being sarcastic, but cute. The dog is always going to hang around. The dog appreciates what you did. The dog is really glad. The dog wasn't sure about you either at first, and I know this sounds flaky to people who are going, how on earth does an animal connect? Well, an animal has a soul. An animal has a spirit, so that's why.
I agree.
In fact, they're nicer than people. I'm sorry. I'm vegan and I like animals so much better than people.
They're purer. I don't know if they're nicer, but they're purer. You could tell exactly how they feel.
They don't have an ego.
Yeah.
Even cats. But cats sometimes
even cats.
Are like, well, Reverend
well,
D knows
I'm the cat
all about
lady,
cats.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Deanna knows all about me and my cats. When we talk on the phone, she, my cats meow in the background.
I love cats, and you've got a beautiful cat. And the one that is up
she's
for
got
adoption,
a farm up there.
Yeah, is the one that's up for adoption, gosh, I wish I could adopt her, but my rabbit won't get along with her.
Yeah.
And I'm allergic, unfortunately. But there's the dog.
Yeah.
See, now I feel like I can have a better day.
I wonder if she's got a message for me, because I'm still involved in a lengthy issue that has been killing my spirit, and I don't know if spirit is the same as soul, but it's been killing my body and everything. And every time I think I'm getting to the light and something good is going to happen and shed light on it and clear everything, it doesn't. And today was one of those days. Someone was supposed to investigate, and they're just sort of like laying back and not paying attention or just not believing me, and that is the most hurtful thing, because the whole thing came from someone not believing that I was the object of an attack.
I don't, I'm going to be stumped and be honest and say that I don't have anything that I could feel from your animal, except I'm around, I'm here, I needed to come through. I don't know if Reverend B wants to jump in on this one or not, because I am stuck at the point, and I'll be honest when I'm stuck and tell you when I'm stuck. I just know that the dog needed to come through to let you know that the dog was still around, to be supportive, loving, and emotionally available to you, which means you can still talk to the dog, as crazy as other people may think that sounds.
No, I do have a picture of her right next to the bed, both of them, and she looks so alive. She's like alive, you know, so...
I get that she is there.
I
get that she is there to help to soothe you, because you were there to help to soothe her. And I get that she is karmically paying it forward as far as you are concerned. That tells me that this animal's love is so strong that it wants to reassure you that all will be well, and you will be safe, and you will be secure to hang in there. You've got company.
Thank you.
That's what I get, Deanna. I hope that helps, too. And I think Michelle is spot on. She's been looking for that dog all day.
all night.
I know exactly the spot I was in when she passed, and I'm very grateful that, she was in my arms, and I'm grateful for all the creatures and friends in my life.
Yeah, good. Well, Deanna, we've got another caller or five on the line, and we've got to move along, but I can keep
bye
you on hold
now.
If you like. All
yes,
right, darling.
Bye for now,
much
and
love.
Thank you both.
You're welcome. Woof.
You're welcome.
You're welcome, woof. Well,
you're
I think welcome. Meow.
Let's get a hold of Keisha. I know Keisha's been waiting patiently. Hi, Keisha. You've got Bea and Michelle on the line.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm
We're
good,
great,
how are you?
Right?
I'm doing fine. As long as we don't lose power, I'm good.
Yeah. I hear you.
She's getting the storm.
Oh, yeah, it was raining this morning. It was a nice little rain. Now the sun came out. Drying everybody. It was a nice little rainfall this, at the beginning of the day. But yeah, and I did have a white dog also, I wasn't close to him, but I knew him as a child, and maybe I knew him since the age of six, maybe, if that's what, but I knew him as a child up until a teenager, and I'm 37 now, but that's the only white dog I know. And he's like, well, he's like a medium-sized dog. He wasn't all big, but he was, in the middle, not small, but not really all
How
big.
How did he pass?
I have no idea. But,
okay.
Like I said, I wasn't close to him. He was like a family dog, but I was always around him.
This person that would have to be, even with this last caller, Deanna, they would have to be very, very close to that dog in order for that dog to make some sort of a connection.
Okay.
Yeah.
No,
the
I won't
fight
be needed.
To come through.
Yeah.
So how can we help you, dear? Did you have a question?
Do you see me moving soon?
That's a really good question. I feel like you have to get everything in gear, and don't get mad, but you're procrastinating.
I know.
No,
I really don't
not Keisha.
And
I don't really want
I've
to
never,
know.
I don't think I've ever read for you. So
no.
It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you also. But, no, I don't. I'm just kind of wondering, will I actually move or will I just decide to stay here and make this place my home?
How do I say this? You're not, and this is not to make you feel bad. It's to make you kind of maybe look at it. You're looking at it like it's not your home. So therefore, a house cannot become a home unless you create it to be so.
Yep.
So it's like you can move, but if you do move, it's going to be a while. That's my feeling.
I'm getting I get 9, and that move will be a move of completion.
So next year sometime.
Next year sometime, I'm getting.
Oh, okay. You see me going to school in the meantime?
If you get off your bottom and
go
enroll.
Go back to school? Huh? I ain't doing
if you
nothing.
Get off your bottom and go enroll.
Okay.
She laughs, meanwhile she's not doing it.
Yeah. Not Keisha.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, me.
We love you, Keisha. You know that. We love
you. That's awesome. Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you so much for your time. You have a great day.
You too.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
You too, sweetie.
She's funny.
Bye-bye.
Oh, she's a doll, baby. Yeah, sweet gal. We've got about 7 more callers. I don't know how many we can squeeze in. But if you're ready, we'll go on to the next one. We've got area
I'm
code 505. Hello, 505.
Hi.
Hi. Can we have your first name, please?
Yes. My name is Patricia.
Patricia.
Hi,
you've got Michelle.
Patricia or Patricia?
Thank you. Okay. Well, I do have a question. Things have been pretty very busy at work, and I just want to see if you can tap in for me through spirit if things are going to get a little better, easing up a little bit more maybe, or is there a new direction that I'm going into?
Okay. I want to kind of get this down pat with you really quick. What does this mean that you're trying to go into a different direction? Are you trying to, what are you seeking to do? Because I feel like you're all over the place trying to figure it out, which is okay.
Yeah, well, I'm at a job that I need. I mean, this is my job. Is it my dream job? No. Is it my destiny? I don't think so. I don't know if I'm headed in that direction this year. Or if I stay with this position, are things going to ease up a little bit? Because I've been working like 7 days a week. I'm not making as much money as I should. And I would just like to have some type of relief, some freedom, which I don't have.
Right.
I appreciate
okay.
my job. I'm very grateful that I have this job. I just need a little bit more freedom. I'm just looking for freedom.
I understand. Well, how I look at this is for a little while longer, and I'm getting maybe a little over a year to kind of stick with this job, do the best that you can, and then get yourself into a different position and maybe even into something that helps you move in a different direction to express whatever it is that you like to do. So so that you're not stuck. Because even though I know you appreciate your job, which is really good, because you have to appreciate your job. You know, if you don't, then it's like, I don't know how to explain that one. I guess that's for another topic. But the situation calls that I'm getting, unless I'm wrong, and I could be, it just makes me feel like you're supposed to get with it, like to enjoy what you have until the time comes, but to start planning for the future to go in a different direction and understand what you're doing as far as, and I know this sounds lame, but as far as expressing your own creativity and your own job.
And that I don't know. Yeah.
Right.
I am doing the best I can with this job. I, you know, have the best attitude. I go for it, and I appreciate it very much, and I know I'm supposed to be there right now. But I can't pinpoint what it is within my destiny that I'm supposed to end my life with.
Are you working with a lot of people, a lot of different personalities? Because that's what I'm getting, that there's
such a
conglomeration of intelligence. And I want to say intelligence because it appears like you're surrounded by people with a high level of consciousness, and that makes it even harder to deal with them because there's a big cloud of emotions that's over you. I'm going to say the same thing I said to somebody earlier, and that is to lift the entire organization to the highest light. To me, that is a clarifying way for you to get through every day. When you visualize somebody or when you look at somebody, just see their load lighten. Concentrate and focus on their higher self. If you deal with them on a higher self level, it'll be make it that much easier for you to get through it. And then, as Michelle says, you know, you will a job will come with you where you can change and you can move on. Looks to me like you're still tied in there with some karmic details that haven't been completed yet.
Yeah, that's what I figured. I think there's some karmic ties. But, yes, I'm doing those things. Absolutely, I'm not letting it get me down because I know this is not the end of the road. I know it's not, but I give it my best because I'm very grateful.
Because that's who
very
you
grateful.
Are. Yeah, that's who you are, Tricia.
Yeah. But I just want to find out if there's something that's going to pop out at me, and just to be patient, and maybe the universe will give me an idea, or I guess look for it. I don't know. I hate to go looking for things because every time I go looking for something, it just is not right. So when I sit and wait for the universe to do something for me, it's perfect.
Waiting for the door to open.
Is that what?
Yeah.
Is that what I'm supposed to do?
What do you? Right, Michelle. You get that too. I know it.
Yeah, I do because I've learned this through I've learned this through fighting it that it is provided when it's supposed to be, not necessarily when we want it to be. Because I am the most impatient person I know.
I'm right behind you, darling. That's
but
one of the lessons I've learned this life, or I'm learning, is the patience one.
Okay.
Does that help you at all, Tricia, dear?
Well, it gives me hope. Yes, it gives me hope to stick with it because this is not the end of the road.
Right. Excellent.
This is not the end all be all. There's something better. I know there is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we've got about three more callers, and I don't want to
thank
cut you short, dear, but so appreciate
no
you calling in. Thanks.
I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Bye. You too.
Thank you.
Marvelous, Michelle. Marvelous. We can keep right on going if you like. We've got area code 703. You're live and on the air with B and Michelle.
Hello.
Hi. What's your first name?
Anna Marie.
How can we help you?
Well, just like the last caller, I'm going through, you could say, a transition at my job. I've prayed and meditated about it. However, I know that it is a bad energy there, and it doesn't fit with me, and I'm trying to look to go into another organization. However, I hadn't received any information from them, and I was wondering, do you pick anything up with that?
I'm just waiting to make sure that I get to take this, or you take it, or...
No, go right ahead. You first, dear.
Okay. It's not that there's bad energy. I don't want you to... How do I say this? I don't want you to put it out there that there's bad energy. I want you to put it out there that there's just, it's not fitting for you. That's
well,
what
that's
I
true.
Want you to say.
Okay,
because
it's
not
fitting.
Bad,
yeah.
It just doesn't fit you. Like someone said, well, yeah, actually B said it. We have golden handcuffs with our job. It's not, it's more along the lines of it's not directed at you, it's directed at everybody. Unfortunately, this I keep getting a lot of this in readings. And even private readings, it's constant.
Yeah.
Where it's like, you know, you've got to move. What I want you to do is do a cover letter. I want you to get yourself together. I want you to start looking at other positions that you feel you're qualified for. The one that's coming up, that is not something that I feel that you would get, but it doesn't mean that you won't get anything else. It just means that your timing is like, okay, let's do it.
Right.
That's what I do. For
I like that.
To be very honest.
Yeah, because I already did a cover letter, and I already spoke to the HR of the organization. And I've just been waiting for them to call me back on going in with the next steps. Because I worked there before. I'm going back to a company that I know fits me better. So that's what I was asking about.
That's good.
Exactly what you said, Michelle.
Right. That's very good. You want to go into somebody
like
that you know.
Yeah, like wearing a pair of boots that don't fit. They do the job, but they, you know, it just doesn't feel
right. Yeah, but they hurt your feet.
They hurt your feet, too. You have to wear too many pair of socks. And you know what? That's part of it, too, Anna Marie. It's finding your niche, finding your fit. And that's what you're struggling with right now. And it will work because from a higher level, you're putting those thoughts out into the universe. And as we say, thoughts have wings. Put them out there. Don't be afraid.
Right. I agree. I've got to interrupt you and say, hello, Sabrina. I cannot type onto the page, but my third daughter is listening from Panama City.
Oh,
so
no kidding.
She just wrote me. She's up by you. I think it's Panama City. She'll probably correct me and tell me I'm an idiot. She just, when I posted on Facebook to let everybody know, hey, come on in, she just put, I'm listening, and I thumbed it up, and I just want Sabrina to know that she's awesome. I love her. I miss her. I miss her brother, and I'm glad she's listening. I think that's really cool, and I love her very much,
really,
and I miss
cool
her.
Too.
It's a long story, but she became part of my family through her dad, who I no longer keep in touch with, and she's a great she's a great kid. She's a wonderful mom, ready to have another baby.
Good for her, yes.
So now she's
That's
probably
excellent.
Laughing, going, that sounds like Michelle.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my. Good for you. Hey, we've got Mary Lou on the line. Hi, Mary Lou. Hello. Mary Lou, I know she's there. Not hearing it. Okay, we'll come back to her. Let's go to area code 207. 207, you're live and on the air.
Hello, my name is Dee.
Hi, Dee.
Hi. I wanted to know if you can give me any messages for my mother.
Okay, the first thing that I hear with your mother is simply put, I don't get her being able to stay. I get it being because she's having breathing issues. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, everything is from the chest or the abdomen up. All right?
Yes.
So what I get with that is, are you in a relationship or are you married?
Yes, I am.
Okay, are you happily married?
No, I'm not.
Get away from him. That's what
I'm trying.
So,
I'm
all right,
trying,
that's your. You see how like I went I kind of, like, skated around that one because I didn't want to come out and go, get out.
I'm very stuck. I'm waiting on some money to come through.
Yeah, I kind of figured as much, and that's what I was hearing, but it's like your mother wants you away from him as quickly as possible, so keep your peace. Keep your center with this person because he's not very balanced. No, you're not trying. You're doing it.
Yeah, I am. It's driving me. I'm stuck. I'm praying. I'm stuck, and I'm praying.
Well, pray once. God isn't deaf. But that's what your mother. Your mother didn't like him from the beginning. She doesn't like him in the middle, and she absolutely doesn't like him now.
Do you see a movement for that soon for me?
I feel like you're going to have it. I feel like you just have to wait for this to come, and then it's a settlement of sorts, and then you can move forward and get him out of the way. And when you're done, don't talk to him ever again because he's a lunatic.
No, never, never.
Yeah, he's waiting he's waiting for your settlement. He thinks it's his.
I know that. Oh, I know that.
Oh, you don't want to know what I think about that, but go ahead. At least you know you've got some validation from your mom.
Yeah.
And do you see it all cut off and cut out and done with and all that?
As soon as it's done, it's like, que sera, sera, see ya.
Yeah.
Get out. Don't talk to me. I don't know you. Just let him go because he's not any good for you, himself, or anybody else.
And I have a daughter and pets, too.
And I'm not worried about that. And in fact, I'm not worried about anything. I'm just looking at him.
Other
like,
than him. Yeah.
Yeah, like I want to take him and throw him in the shower and scrub him with bleach.
Yes. Yes, it's very difficult. I'm very stuck. It's very difficult.
Yeah, but
you're
going to
be fine. You're in transition. That Michelle, you're reading my mind. That's exactly what it is.
And I'm
and you're
going to
make it through this.
I'm nervous.
You're struggling.
Yes.
No, you are struggling. But you'll do it.
Yes,
we've got time for one more call.
Thank you both.
You're welcome, dear. Warmest blessings. Let's see. Mary Lou Who?
Hi.
There you are. Hi.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that, but I'm so happy the phone rang finally.
Good. How can we help
you
today?
Just so everybody knows
I'm Michelle.
Not ignoring you. I just can't figure out how to get on chat. I'm not that bright. But I can see what everybody's typing.
Yeah, she's Mary Lou Who Knew.
Yeah, you just have to sign in to have a name, and maybe you're not signed in.
No, I have not been. It's been a while. But anyway, what's your question? It's nice to meet you, Mary Lou Who.
I'd like to ask about if you see a transition coming in my work or love life. I'm working hard to transform.
Why do I get pharmaceutical with you or not medical, but I don't know what this means. This is really weird because it comes across as pharmaceutical, like to take pharmacy, and I don't understand what that means.
I don't either, but I'd love a pharmacy client.
Okay,
maybe
so
you're saying
you'd
love a
Michelle,
pharmacy.
Yeah.
What did she say? She'd love a pharmacy client?
I would love a pharmacy
client. Okay, that has to change because that's what's going to come through. That's what I hear. And I want you to work on that. I don't know what is...
I don't take...
Somebody's writing... No, it's not about drugs. I don't get you taking drugs. If I got you taking drugs, I'd tell you that.
But I take
the thing is,
happy people, so that's pharmacy-like stuff.
Okay, and somebody's writing, pharmacy may be referring with nature and unnature, probably natural and unnatural. So I get pharmacy. I don't know why that has to change, but I do get pharmacy.
Okay.
So that will come, and I'm sorry, Sabrina lives in Pensacola, so I love you too, Sabrina.
Oh,
but I do get pharmacy.
Cool.
It's just, you know, it's like, wow, that's just, it's hitting me, because it's almost like when you walk into a Walgreens and you see the pharmaceutical company or the back. That's what I keep seeing in my head.
Yeah, our show is about to end, dear.
Okay.
There you go. We've got
my love life?
I want you to wait till the end of the year.
Okay. I'm good at waiting.
Good.
I'm not, but that's okay.
And that's about all the time we have, Michelle. Thanks so much for coming on with us today.
You're welcome. It's
please
my
come
pleasure.
Back.
Come I
back
will.
Next
I
week.
Accept the proposal.
Good. Next week we're going to have Mystical Butterfly on. She does readings, and that will be after a trip to the Crystal Mines up in Arkansas. We're leaving Thursday, so next Saturday rather. So next week on Thursday, it'll be all about crystals, and we will be taking your calls. I love you, Michelle.
I love you too.
I love all our listeners too.
I hope everybody has a great week.
Have a blessed week, everyone.